欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏，微信关注公众号安夏说英语。 We are talking about going alone. Tips for successful solo travel. 一起来聊一个人也可以很开心独自旅行的那些小贴士。你有没有试过独自旅行呢？如果说没有试过的话，接下来的小贴士可能会帮到你哦。Reveling your selfishness， 为你的自私狂欢吧，想干嘛就干嘛。Having no one but yourself to decide what to do each day is a rare luxury. Imagine no one to sneer if you want to find a local art house cinema and watch old black and white movies all day. No one to sigh over your love of feather museums. No one to gripe when you whip through a gallery in 30 minutes instead of taking the tour. 没有别人的干涉，只有你自己决定每天做什么事情。这可是难得的奢侈哦，想象一下，没有人会笑你想要找一个当地的艺术小屋电影院，看老掉牙的黑白电影，看上一整天。没有人会对你对拖拉机博物馆的狂热无奈叹气，也没有人会抱怨你飞快地在30分钟内逛完画廊，而不慢慢游览。Never will you feel guilty for missing that train from Florence to Rome. Never will you have to apologize to anyone for sleeping in late at your hostel. Expense Katka Laspasola on the Matadon New York travel site. You don't have anyone else's feelings to take into consideration.And that's sometimes the most encouraging reason to travel alone.
你再也不会错过从佛伦萨到罗马的火车而心存愧疚。再也不用再为旅行社睡过去时间而去向任何人道歉。卡特卡拉派劳萨在旅行的网站上就这点继续扩展到。你不用去考虑其他人的感受。这有的时候也是独自旅行最鼓舞人心的理由。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. Going it alone. Tips for successful solo travel.
以上就是一起来聊到的一个人也开心独自旅行的那些小贴士。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio。 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。